Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. OpenAI has just announced that in the next couple weeks, they will be launching their Android app of ChatGPT. We're going to be diving into why I think this is important, what the implications are for the market, how we're going to start seeing the user base shift, and what kind of usage upticks I believe we will see because of this. So without further ado, let's jump into it. So I think what's interesting in this whole story here is the fact that this is 2 months after, OpenAI has successfully debuted their iOS app. And OpenAI's ChatGPT is now going to be doing Android. Now, this is something, I think we see this a lot with tech companies when they come out with an app. It's usually on iOS first. The reason being the iOS landscape is typically people that will spend more money. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons is if you spent more money for your iPhone, theoretically, than for your Android phone, which is, I think, statistically proven. Then you're more likely to spend money on the app and the in-app purchases. And so I think that's just why a lot of people do it. There's just a big user base in the United States on iPhone. And so that's usually where they'll go, in addition to a lot of executives and tech people liking their iPhones and whatnot. So in any case, do I think that's good? No, I'm generally an Android user. So I wish it was, I wish they just released them at the same time. I personally have an app company and we release iOS and Android at the same time, all of our updates. We use a platform that you can build on both at the same time. But I understand maybe some of these people want to go native for both. So there's that. In any case, despite the complications between Android and iOS, I think this is a good move. And I think it actually is going to have a lot of implications as far as users. So I think if ChatGPT's popularity for iPhone is any indicator, I think Android is going to have a very significant user engagement increase. I think while mobile users have been able to access ChatGPT and other OpenAI tools via the web browser for quite a while, I think that the distinct benefits of a dedicated app have essentially proved to be fairly significant. So with over 500,000 downloads in the first week of the release of the iOS app, I think the impact of the application and having this kind of streamlined experience is pretty evident. I think the new ChatGPT app on Android is going to retain the core functionality of the iOS app, so they're essentially going to be the same. And this is going to allow for some seamless syncing of conversations and user preferences across devices. If you have an iOS and a Android device and you have your account logged in on both, it's going to be, the same experience. I think that's important for the brand and important overall. So that's, good to hear. Given the differences between the two mobile operating systems, some platform specific features might not actually transition from iOS to Android, right? So let's say you're getting rid of your iPhone and getting an Android. So for example, the June integration of Siri and shortcuts on iOS is not going to make it in the transition, although OpenAI plans to provide equivalent offerings for Android users, right? So you're going to be able to use OK Google or whatever your equivalent is on that as well. So OpenAI has indicated on Twitter that the Android app will be, quote, rolled out to users next week. And that will be interesting to see when that happens. When they say rolled out, I'm not sure if they have some sort of a slow roll or if that's just going to be an open acceptance for everyone, if that's going to be 1 week or kind of 2 weeks for everyone to be able to have this. But presumably This is going to be just in the U.S. They have no specific plans that were actually mentioned for any other countries other than the U.S. So I think it's expected that the international release is going to follow in the coming weeks or months, as was the case with the initial release of the iOS app. So they'll probably be following that. So if you're not in the United States, you may be waiting another couple weeks before you can actually get your hands on ChatGPT's app. So in light of the continuing growth and evolution of artificial intelligence, OpenAI's announcement of this new Android version of ChatGPT really aligns with the broader trend towards mobility and accessible AI. ChatGPT's ability to generate really powerful prompts, I think, is setting itself aside as something that is very useful for kind of on the go. And I think that's what they're aiming to do with this whole Android experience and what they've done with the iOS app. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because I was recently showing ChatGPT to a relative for the first time. And the first thing he said after, you know, I was just showing him on the web browser because I have an Android. And he immediately, you know, pulls up the App Store and is like, okay, awesome. Like, which of these do I download? And I saw he'd like search for ChatGPT. And there was all of these different ChatGPT knockoff apps, right? Because they have their API. So anyone just made a bunch of ChatGPT knockoff apps. And I was like, oh, yeah, none of those are the official one. It's really hard. I can't really recommend he download a specific knockoff that I have not tried. And I think, honestly, for people like him and for a lot of different people that are not super techie but want to use this, this is very useful for them. I think this new application is going to be awesome. I know iOS has had it for a while. I'll be really curious to see what happens when this launches, if it goes up the charts, similar to the way it did for iOS. But I think that this expansion kind of comes at a time when OpenAI's really kind of increased their focus on safety and transparency, with, you know, the potentials for misuses and for AI in spreading, you know, things that aren't true and whatnot. So I think OpenAI has really kind of committed to implementing more robust protective measures in the Android app, similar to those that are in the iOS version. And I think that the timing of the Android launch really kind of coincides with some other major developments in the AI space, with Google having the Bard chatbot, and, you know, there's other new AI startups that are emerging. So I think ChatGPT and OpenAI at this point are really trying to make sure that they are the default, that they're in as wide an area as possible, that they're in as many places as possible, so they can really get the most users. Now, one other thing I do want to mention is when we're looking at Android and the Android app coming to market, especially, you know, if they're saying in like 2 weeks this thing may go international, we know that internationally, Android is the most popular device. In the United States, iPhone is, you know, a popular device for a subset of people. I haven't looked at the data for a while. I'm not sure if it's still like 50-50 in the US or if iPhone is still taking the lead. I think it's something like 40% in the US have iPhone. But in any case, obviously, those are more expensive devices and people that are willing to spend more money. So that's why it's usually developed for first. But in any case, regardless of the United States, I think when we're looking at the broader international community, the majority of devices internationally are Android. And I think especially in very populous countries like India, where ChatGPT is very popular, you're right, they're very, very tech savvy. Having this new Android app, I think, is going to make some massive upticks and some massive usage metrics, which I think will be very, very interesting to follow. So I'll definitely keep you posted on that, and if we see a massive uptick in ChatGPT usage, in new user signups, because of this new Android app that is going to be rolling out soon.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.